Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Tech Podcast. Today I'm going to share with you a minimalist regret. Okay, I think someone had asked me this in response to one of these episodes before, like if there's anything that I regret about going down this simplification, minimalism journey. And there is one thing. There is one thing that I regret. Is it 1,000% regret? You know, the thing about regrets is you don't know until you know. That's the thing. So you can always say, I don't have any regrets because what I did, I learned from. But this is specifically what this is. Because there's actually a lot of videos about this online if you get into the rabbit hole of minimalism videos. And it refers to the bedroom, specifically the bed. So I looked into a lot of things, like sleeping just straight on the floor, which after looking into that, because from my understanding, my research, there's, you know, Japanese culture, there are these things called tatami mats, which essentially go onto the, I guess there's like a hardwood floor, then the tatami mats go on top of that and sort of give, I guess, cushion, but also stops the draft from coming up. And I think that they're made of, oh, I can't remember. This is a while back when I was looking at this. They're either made of like, I want to say like somehow it's rice related or bamboo related. I can't remember. My apologies. But they're woven kind of a thing that was very popular. And so you would take, those would be the basis of your floor. And then on top of that, you would have these little, I can't remember their name of these either, but they were like foldable beds, basically. So you would actually like have your bed in the closet and you would pull it out and it folds out in like three pieces. And that is really like your mattress, if you will. And I believe, you know, you would have a pillow too, I guess. And so that was something I looked into because it was like very simple, very minimal. And the issue is I don't have hardwood floors in my bedroom, so I couldn't do the tatami mats that way because I have carpet. So it, and also there's like my floor is not completely level. There's like a beam that sort of goes through the room, so there's like a slight raise in the middle, and so I didn't go through that process because I would have gotten several tatami mats, kind of woven them throughout the, or like placed them in a pattern throughout the room, and then gotten these, this mattress thing. I can't remember the name of it, but this is all a while back when I was looking into this, so I couldn't go that route. And what I did instead was I basically got a piece of just like wood, essentially, that was, you know, like the length of a bed. And then I went and bought basically memory foam, like a, it was like a 2-inch thick memory foam that I used as like a mattress. So this was like my makeshift little, little, version, I guess, of this that I could have here. And the reason, and this is my regret. Okay. I'm a side sleeper in a lot of cases. Like I'll turn, it's like I'll go like side side back side, kind of like in a, I guess, the sort of patterns that I've realized throughout this process. Because when I was sleeping on that, which was an extremely minimal setup, right? It wasn't a proper mattress. It was basically like a mattress topper, really, is what that 2-inch thick memory foam was. It wasn't designed to be slept on, so it's not even, it's not the fault of the manufacturer or anything like that. It's just me trying to be ultra minimal and like getting as close to sleeping on the floor as possible. And the other thing about the sleeping on the floor part that I didn't particularly like is occasionally there's a bug, that'll come into the room, kind of a thing, right? It's not often, but even if it's like once a year or something, like I don't want, like if I'm, I like the idea of being raised up off of the floor. So there's less likelihood that it's going to climb up in there. It's disturbing. But that's part of why I think we have beds, right? The other part is with these, I guess mattresses are sort of designed to be breathable in a certain way. Because what you would do with these Japanese like foldable beds was is you were actually supposed to hang them up and put them outside when the sun sort of disinfects and keeps them, I guess, airy and dry and clean. Again, all my understanding of this. So, anyways, I basically had I guess you would call it like a short bed frame. And then on top of that was a piece of wood. And then on top of that was this memory foam. Like that was like my makeshift minimalist bed. And what I regret about it is that it killed my shoulders. When I say killed my shoulders never used to pop. And now, like if I'm getting up from a chair or something like that, like I'll often hear like a popping noise. Okay. So it was a disaster. Right? Like once I recognized that, it was like too hard on my shoulders to be sleeping in that way. I went and just got a proper mattress. I personally like a harder mattress. So I kept the piece of wood and then just have the mattress on top of that. And then, which is fine now, and I have that flexibility in the mattress that, if I go onto my side, my shoulder just is fine. It just sort of like rolls into the mattress. So that I would say is probably my biggest regret in my minimalist journey, because I've gone through all of these experiments of trying to get rid of things and seeing how it goes, right? And then if it goes well, I just don't have it anymore. And this one is just, it's like, feels like irreparable damage was caused by me doing that. Now, I don't know. I mean, I think maybe, I don't know anybody who sleeps directly on the floor. But maybe you can get away with it, right? Like I saw plenty of minimalist channels where like someone will just like have a sleeping bag and that's it. And that might work perfectly fine for you. That might be totally cool. Like you might have zero issues with any of this. But for whatever reason, I did. And And so I do have a very still have a very minimalist bed and bedroom where there's really just not much there. There's the bed. Behind it is a like a little almost like a night light that plugs directly into the outlet that's behind my head, basically. So like that's the main light in the room. And so if I'm, I have that on when I go into the room, And then when I'm ready to bed, I just ready to go to bed, I just flip the little switch on it to for it to go out. And it has a it's not just a I guess you would just call it a nightlight, but it has like a salt exterior. So there's probably a name for this thing, but that's what I have there. And I have a mini side table, which is basically like a little crate flipped upside down. And when I say little crate, it's not like a large size crate. It's actually like a smaller crate. And then, there's not much else in there. I did bring a dresser back in to the room, where I don't use all of the drawers, but I still sort of going through the process of trying to go without a dresser for a while. I determined like it's nice for me to have that separation where it's like, you know, I have the sock drawer, I have the t-shirt drawer, that sort of thing. So yeah, that's basically it. I mean, I have a book in there. Very, very few things. So yeah, I figured I would share that because sleeping on the floor is not for everybody. Like, it might not agree with you. And if you have a comfortable mattress, like, you know, maybe it's not an experiment that you need to try. And go through, because, you know, it depends on different people and different experiences and everything else. But again, like for me, shoulders are now, you know, they're fine. I can use them fine. It's just, it's literally like when I'm sitting in a chair or something and I use my arms to get out of the chair, I often hear a pop in my shoulder or shoulders. Never used to happen before, ever. So that's it. I mean, there's really nothing else that I can think of at the moment that's a regret, except for, no, there's nothing. I was gonna say except for, you know, not starting earlier, but it's not really a real thing. You get to start whenever you're ready. That's my regret. Get a nice comfy bed, you know? Get the most comfortable bed that you can get, is my personal opinion. And, you know, I don't have a million pillows. In fact, I guess one of the other interesting things about it is I don't use a normal size pillow. I actually use I think they call it a travel pillow. So it's just another thing that I do. In part of my experiment, because I tried to go without a pillow for a while, and I recognize that I still like to have a pillow, but the normal pillows are way too big. So if I remember like at a hotel or something like that, those pillows are just out of control. I can't do them. They're way too huge. Because basically, like, my theory on it, and I'm not a, you know, doctor or anything, but if you're standing up straight against a wall and you put a, like, you know, and your head's against the wall, your feet against the wall, and if you put a large size, like, well, a normal size pillow behind your head, it's like your whole head pushes forward and down, like almost like you're like looking down at your smartphone or something. That just doesn't seem right to me. It just doesn't seem right. But having a smaller one, it does make sense. And there's also like these curved pillows that you can get that's sort of in that same vein of like, you know, it's not quite as big. It allows a little bit of a space, a little bit of indentation so that your head doesn't rest so high on top of a pillow. So I really do like that. But what I end up doing is, when I move to my side, I will actually fold the travel pillow in half and then use that on my side. So to just sort of raise this so my neck is a little bit straighter. So I don't know if the pillow that I think should exist actually exists, but I believe that a pillow should basically be higher on the sides and then dip down in the center of the pillow. And so, I maybe I'll do research again. I think I've came across something that seemed somewhat like that, but not quite. So I question these things. I even question mattresses in general also, because I think that mattresses are basically very cheaply manufactured item that basically does the job that it needs to do, but it's not particularly like crafted towards the human body, the human frame. It's like, to me, it would make sense more sense for the bed to have like softer spots and harder spots where it needs to sort of support your skeletal structure in different ways, right? And so even like if you're sleeping on your back, for example, it would be generally firmer along where your spine is, but where your shoulders and things are, it can be softer to allow you to fall into it more, right? But that's not really how mattresses that I've seen are manufactured. It's mostly just like a bunch of springs, spring coils, like just spread throughout this, just spread throughout like a metal, I don't know what you call them, metal rods. And then it's just sort of, you'll often, there'll be literal cardboard in there. And then just like sort of wrapped with this thin layer of fabric and cushion. Or they're the type that you can get in the mail and they're rolled up really tight, and then you open up the bag and then you allow it to expand. You need to let it expand for a certain amount of hours or days. Those are, I guess, really popular, I guess. But again, those are like, to me, I think beds are made based on the cheapness of manufacturing. It's not made based on the human body. But maybe I should start looking into some of these higher end beds, because I know that there's like, there's more expensive beds out there, and maybe I should look into it. It's a fascinating subject, actually. And to think about what do we need, because we didn't have mattresses for a long time. I mean, mattresses are a fairly new thing. So, maybe we slept on hay or like, dirt piles, or like, or maybe we just wove things together. It's like, I would love to know like more about the history of sleeping, throughout, like, because even when, and I could see, I guess you could see this like in certain cultures, like there's just many different ways of sleeping. And in fact, I think we even went through like a time period where people used to sit up when they slept. So, which was really quite interesting too, right? So, this whole journey of how we sleep and is probably going to continue to evolve, but certainly en masse, I think I'm just observing like this sort of cheaply manufactured thing that people use. That's not particularly smart and not particularly attuned to the individual who's sleeping in the bed. That's the thing, right? So generally, it just sort of does. Anyways, very, very fascinating topic. And I think that probably my guess would be if I had started out life sleeping on maybe a harder surface, right? Like, let's say I started life sleeping on the floor, perhaps I would be completely normal to me, and perhaps there would be no, like issues with shoulders and things like that. Or maybe there would be, and I would just feel like those things were normal. You know, it's like I tend to think that my body probably would have gotten used to that pretty quickly. And because I think that even like with babies in cribs, they're not, I don't think they use pillows as an example. Like, these are the questions, right? Like, how does the human form actually like sleep the most naturally? It seems like we do need a lot of movement, generally speaking, when we're sleeping. We move around, we tend to move around a lot. So you don't want a situation where you're really like sort of locked into a particular position. In fact, I think that's quite bad for you, generally speaking. Or just it's just bad for you, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's something I know very little about. So this is just ramblings about like things I'm curious about when it comes to this particular subject. But again, I think if I had started out life, my guess is if I'd started out with life sleeping on harder surfaces, I probably would have adapted to that quite well. And then moving on to like a fluffier mattress might have been quite difficult, right? I might prefer something like much more, flat and solid as opposed to something fluffy and squishy. And perhaps if I, maybe did a transition period from a mattress to a slightly harder surface and maybe step down over time, perhaps that would have been fine to give my body a chance to sort of adjust to it. But I think going straight to a hard surface like I did was just not good. And going back to that initial point about like the tatami mats and those other mattress pieces, I can't remember the name of it, that go on top of it. I think there's a lot of cushion involved, a lot more cushion involved with those than there was with my contraption, because the wood that I had underneath that was like it was not moving, you know. It's almost like if you had taken out the tatami mats, just been directly on a hard floor with a little bit of a little bit of cushion, which is really not designed to be cushioned. You know, it's a mattress top. We're talking about a mattress topper. So don't use a mattress topper as a mattress. Okay. I mean, do what you have to do, obviously, but I don't recommend it. I recommend like going back to a normal mattress was the best thing. It was the best thing. And I do not have any plans ever in my life to ever go back to a non-mattress lifestyle. Certainly, I would be open to trying that tatami mat sort of scenario, seeing how that goes. But again, I think there's a lot more cushion involved there, and there'd probably be an adjustment period. But I would be very concerned and worried about my shoulders in that scenario. So that's it. That's my minimalist regret. Thanks.